Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go, a monthly podcast program with executive editor Darren Root and the country's foremost document management consultant, John Higgins. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Hi, this is Darren Root, executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. And you are listening to episode 19 of Document Management for Accountants to Go. I'd like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, today for our podcast. I'm here with John Higgins. John is my co-host. John's a principal with CPA Crossings in Metro Detroit. So welcome today, John.
Good morning, Darren. How are you today?
Great, thanks. John's also an expert in document management for accountants. So it's great to talk to you today, John, and we're going to be talking a little bit about document management as it relates to sort of an ASP option, an application service provider option, as well as sort of SaaS, and we can kind of define what all that means too. So with that, why don't you kind of give us the overall picture of what we're going to talk about as it relates to those.
Okay, and I'd start by saying that this whole topic area is something that you can apply to really all the different software applications that you deploy in your firm. We'll address it, primarily from the document management perspective, but it certainly has application across the entire firm. And so what we're going to talk about is really outsourcing your IT infrastructure, at least to some degree, to one degree or another. So if we look at it from the perspective of your document management solution, what we're talking about is you basically have two primary choices today. One is to go with the traditional approach of deploying what we would call an on-premise solution. That's kind of the terminology that's evolved there. I used to call it in-house. That was kind of more the common term. But today they call it an on-premise solution, which means you would purchase a document management system, buy the software, either buy a new server or use your existing infrastructure, install the software on that internal server and do all the network administration as well as all the software administration tasks associated with it. On the other side now we have, and this has been evolving really for probably about a decade now, this whole concept of outsourcing the infrastructure part of it as well as possibly the actual software administration services. And this is, I would say, from my experience over the last year, this is probably the fastest growing aspect of accounting technology these days, is the ability to run your software applications from a remote service provider. And the terminology has been evolving as well. So let me just throw out some terms, and then we can go back and kind of try to define them a little more specifically. But the terms you're likely to hear that are referring to this concept are hosting, ASP, which is an acronym for application service provider, and then you have SaaS, S-A-A-S, which is an acronym for software as a service, and then you have cloud computing. And cloud computing and SaaS are probably the two terms that are really the most prevalent today. Those seem to be evolving as the keywords that the vendor community is kind of latching on to overall. So there are some differences between those terms, but let's just kind of paint a big picture of what this is all about. And one of the ways I like to help visualize this is think about your cable TV service. Most everybody has cable TV service or satellite TV service, one or the other. And when you think about it, that environment, that cable TV service is working optimally when all you have to do is turn on the power to your television, get the remote control in your hand, and certainly don't let go of it, and pick your choice of whatever broadcast you want to watch. And so where we're evolving with this whole outsourcing concept, the ASP and such, is to get our IT systems at kind of the same level, that we just want to be able to sit down at a computer and run the applications that are integrated into our business processes and not have to worry about all the back-end infrastructure. You know, we don't worry about where they create the movies that are on our television. We don't care where the newsroom is. We don't care about all the gear they have to create the broadcast. All we know is we better get a clear signal, and when we don't, we're really upset, and we call the cable company. And so that hopefully paints a little bit of a picture of where we're going with the concept here. And so it's evolving very quickly, and what's happening is more and more practitioners